Photoshop Wednesday number 26. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcast tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip is sponsored by GoDaddy.com, your number one source for the internet. Press and hold the Shift key, then strike the letter G until you select the Gradient tool in the Tool panel. Let's start in the Options panel at the top of your screen. Go ahead and click on the small, down-facing arrow that is to the right of the Gradient editor. Here you can pick from a list of pre-made gradients. Now with all palettes, you have the ability to pick more options in the upper right-hand corner by clicking on the small, right-facing arrow. Here you can select other types of pre-made color gradients. So to do a basic gradient fill, move out onto your canvas, press and hold, drag and release, and you'll notice that you are drawing an imaginary line which the gradient will follow. Now this line or direction that you're dragging across the canvas can be very short, start to stop, or can be a very long line. In fact, your starting and stopping positions can be outside of the actual canvas or selection. And notice the stop-start points correlate to the left and right of the gradient editor in the Options panel. But this direction can be reversed by clicking on the reverse checkbox inside of the Options panel. So to create your own custom gradient, don't click on the small down-facing arrow in the editor, click on the actual color strip of the editor. Now you should see the gradient editor window. So in this window, start off by naming your new gradient. A little lower down, you'll see a graphic representation of a gradient, and you'll see a number of stops at the left and right-hand sides. Now the stops at the top represent the amount of opacity applied to this area of the gradient. The stops at the bottom of this graphic represent the actual color. So you can click on a stop either on the left or the right-hand side, which would be the starting or the ending of the gradient. You can also slide the stops left and right. As you slide the stops left and right, notice the small diamond, which is your mid-range, will also slide proportionately to the stops. So you can either double-click on a stop to change its color, or you can select a stop and then move down into the color picker. Now, if you'd like to create another intermediate color, just move out into an area below the graphic and click, and a new stop will be created. And the stops at the top of the graphic allow you to set the transparency at that point. Click the New button to add this gradient to your gradient panel. And be sure to check out the radial, angled, reflected, and diamond gradient settings. And like the paint bucket, the gradient tool can fill the entire canvas or a selection that's been made on the canvas. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com. And be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday. February is Super Bowl month, and GoDaddy has domain names for as low as $1.99. To receive their kickoff special, enter the code DETROIT when you check out and save $10 off any order of $50 or more. Hurry, this offer expires February 28, 2006. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.